joined on the live by Machiki Tobijane. He is the provincial spokesperson of the SACP Limpopo province to discuss the strongly worded statement in response to a statement issued by the spokesperson of the region. And then I'm expecting that the region here refers to the Bavenda King, Mr. Tony Peter Mpepo. Mr. Tobijane, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening and good evening to the listener.
Now, you, of course, sent out a very strong statement where you lambasted the region and you said you are responding to the opportunistic and populist allegations of the region. What exactly did you mean, Mr. Tobijane?
With due respect to the region, with all the honor and humility to the kingdoms and the kings of South Africa and the world, our statement as the Communist Party is inconsistent with our stance, principle, in a solid movement that when things are wrong, the party must speak without fear and favor.
Mm-hmm.
While speaking to the king and his leaders, the region in particular, we had a point where we are saying, corner the days where in South Africa we should be governed by practices, actions, looting, as it happened during the monarchs of the past, the Tsars, Tsarinas, and we are saying the king had made everything wrong, and luckily the king has confessed and accepted his wrong, and the king wants to pay it back, and we're saying that damage can't just be allowed to go like that.
Now, you say in your statement the regent is among those named in the report. According to the report, he received gratuitous payments of approximately 18 million. He has never denied receiving the amount, but he has instead offered to enter into an arrangement to return the money. Unlike his counterparts who are named in the report for having received gratuitous payments, who have been threatened to go to court to challenge the report, Mpepo has accordingly acknowledged to have received the proceeds of the theft that occurred. And you are basically saying the SACP categorically call for all those who have illegally benefited to fully cooperate with due processes of the law. Now, I just spoke with Mr. George Mashamba around the Treasurer General of the African National Congress and its Vice Chair. And Mr. Mashamba's committee has recommended that they actually step aside from their positions. The NEC basically kicked the matter to touch back to the NWC, who actually can't make decisions on this matter. What is the SACP's reaction to the way in which the African National Congress is going about this matter? Because they're essentially saying to the Integrity Committee, you can say what you like, but we will make our own decisions anyway, and they might very well not be the same as you recommended.
With due respect to the NEC, honor and to our veteran committee, George Mashamba, our political father, in short, the ANC has got its process of dealing with matters like this, and those processes must be respected. In other words, the Integrity Committee has made the commitment to the NEC, and we are quite aware that the people are saying that the committee has overstepped its mark, it's fine. But the committee has got the work. The work was to look into the matter, fathom it, and come out with a recommendation to the authorized authority, which is the NEC. The NEC, within its powers, is very matter to the officials, so the authorities can deal with the matter. In short, we are saying, where we are standing, it is very clear that there are members of the ANC and other formations, possibly also members of the Communist Party, who have benefited through this looting. It doesn't matter how long it takes to come to the conclusion. What we are saying to the Communist Party is that the ANC must act now. In fact, the ANC should have acted yesterday. So that the trust that we lost in the people as the alliance that the ANC should be regained. In short, the Integrity Committee has done its job. Taking out mistakes here and there. Remember, in the ANC, there are those who are against progress and against the truth. And some of them are holding the highest office in the land. So that they'll make sure that any other thing that could be bring corruption to an end doesn't succeed. In short, we are saying the Integrity Commission is standing strong. They just got the report. Whether wrongly or rightly done, the contents are pointing to the truth. The end of the ANC must take people home or to prison or make them pay the money.
Yes. Now, Mr. Thobajane, let me just be clear. Is the South African Communist Party in Limpopo saying that the recommendations of the Integrity Committee must be honored by the African National Congress?
If you are charging the task of heading a commission, Integrity Committee or Commission, when you are supposed to give recommendations, it must be those who are in keeping with the dictate of the revolution. It must be those who are in keeping with the will of the people. And if far more than some of the evidence on the process of Machike Thobajane stolen the money, what else do you recommend? You will say, send them home, let them step aside, but the powers that be will say, no, it is too harsh, it's not too harsh, but thanks to the commission, because the truth is in the public now.
Mm-hmm. And should these people be investigated by law enforcement agencies, especially Mr. Msiza and Ms. Razilatsi?
Remember, democracy is a too elastic matter. Yes, we all love democracy. You know, democracy, it can take 100 years, 50 years. It can even bury the truth. Where we are still in Limpopo, because I'm talking from Limpopo. In fact, I am in the Communist Party PEC in November, working there, seeing this every day. It's very, look, the king is saying, I'm going to go to pay back. The rest of them are supposed to be talking like the king, that they will pay back. But if they delay, the hawks, remember, this country was under capture. Is it under capture? We've got no doubt about the hawks, but so many cases just went through the cracks. In short, the party is saying the truth must be seen as the truth, white as it is, pure as it is. Well, I think the ANC must learn to avoid hiding behind technical and legal intricacies.
And people act.
Have 2 million.
Are you saying the ANC must act? The ANC must act decisively.
The ANC should have acted last week, last month. Remember, the Communist Party, where we knew the name of our secretary of the province is in the list. The following day, we called him as a PWC to say, come and give us Kanyago, your name is there. Tell us. Because the party wants to go out and speak.
All right, Mr. Thobajane, thank you very much. The SACP in Limpopo has made its position very clear. It wants action to be taken against those who have looted, and it wants those who are implicated to face the full might of the law.